Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad you could join us this week. Boy, it has been so long since we've played, and we played so late in the evening, I've completely forgot what happened last time. So Rodrigo, our great Dungeon Master, fill us in and tell us where do we go next in our quest for the Spring Queen.
Okay, so previously
on Critical Hit.
Beep.
I'm doing the 24 beeps.
Oh.
So you got 20 left.
I thought maybe my pizza was done. No. Previously on Critical Hit, Torque, Randus, and Orym found their way into the Feywild and discovered, much to Orym's dismay, that it had been thoroughly discombobulated.
No!
Yes.
No!
That's his least favorite type of...
Bobulation?
Not bobulation.
Wow. Okay, I'm serious too.
They made their way to Orym's old school, where they found his professor, who had a master plan to set things all right in the Feywild. He introduced them to Trell, who was to be their guide, and they set off. And on their way to take care of the first part of the plan, they were attacked by killer plants.
But we were successful.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay! I punched a fly trap to death.
Yay! Yes,
good work.
But Rob wasn't there. Aww.
Yeah. Oh.
Way to pick up your cues there, Brian. Nice work.
Dispopulation?
That population? He's got that face, man. We need to shut up. You can hear it. His jaw creaks.
Anyway. Yeah, that's where we are. We will open on the party. At this point, they've managed to travel a little bit more, but between injuries sustained during that fight and the fact that it's starting to get dark, it is probably time to make camp.
Everyone, it's getting dark. I think we really ought to make camp. Just all for right. The night.
Well,
probably
obviously.
A good call.
Okay.
All right, so we probably want to break down watches. And Orym, you're an Eldrin, so this will be easy enough.
Yeah, I've kind of done this before.
Yeah. Good. It is, like, really nice to be traveling with people that can fight and have some adventuring experience, by the way. Makes things a lot easier. All right, I'm going to scout out a good spot.
Okay, go ahead and give me a nature check.
Not very well. 21.
You managed to find a pretty good place, something that's going to be defendable and that doesn't have too many, you know, small cracks through which killer plants could, or, you know, strangle roots could poke through.
Good feng shui. All right. This looks like a good spot, guys.
All right.
How cold is it out?
It's not cold.
You probably don't need fire.
It's pretty balmy.
All right, good.
So as we build up our camp, Orym goes over to Trell. And Trell, how long have you been in the Feywild?
Probably about 2 years now, I think, since you know, everything went all bad.
I see. So are we... It looks from what we've seen so far that it's mostly plants. I mean, are we going to encounter any travelers, or is it just the local plant life?
Travelers are not very frequent because it's really dangerous. You're not going to see that many people wandering around unless they're maybe, I guess, in a group that's intending to move around. But it's really, really dangerous, and it's very difficult to get around, period, because all the trods are destroyed or confused. There's also going to be... there are more dangerous creatures roaming about. Fae is this... I'm more concerned about running into Greater Fae again. And I'm going to, like, show him this flask I have on my satchel. Okay. Again, I want to stress the point that if we run into one of the Greater Fae, that we should not take anything from them, don't give them anything, don't drink or eat anything from them. This flask thing I'm holding, I already had a run-in with one of them. And this is kind of like, from what I understand, it's kind of like medicine so that, it's kind of hard to explain, but I had a really bad run-in. Well, considering that I'm still alive, it's probably not that bad, but, be on guard.
Would Orm already know this
Noted.
In regards to the Greater Fae, or have they changed enough since the 2 years?
You don't know whether they've changed or not.
Okay.
But the general...
the idea is to always stay away from the Greater Fae.
Yes.
Okay.
The thing we're doing, don't
that,
ever do
I
that.
I didn't know if that was, you know, if something else had...
Definitely growing up, the Greater Fae were treated with about the same... in about the same way as people nowadays would treat sulfuric acid.
Ah, okay.
Jeez.
So they rub it on their genitals?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay, but when I ran into one of the Fae, it was just going through a trod that I'd been down before. It apparently... Well, I don't know if it was just this guy or every Fae. They're at least able to appear wherever they like and take over a trod that's already been made. So there's no real way, I guess, we can avoid them if they want to be somewhere.
Okay. Make sure that everyone else knows that. And well, I will take the first watch.
Hopefully they don't All right. try to avoid us too much.
Yes. I'll take the next watch after him.
Okay. So, you want to give me a perception roll?
Not really. Since my perception is so low. What is that? It's a 6-12.
12?
Total, yes.
Okay. Okay, so your shift goes by. Uneventfully.
Yay. Trill.
Yeah. Wake up like a bad guy in a scary movie. Like, sitting up really suddenly.
What? All right.
Weapons out.
Yes. Alright.
That's a life.
I'm gonna pat Orm on the shoulder and take watch.
Okay. When you... go over to basically the front of the of this camp that you've made, because you've managed to find a good rock to get yourselves against. You see that there is something, you know, right inside the camp at the edge, not right at the center. It appears to be a small animal of some kind.
I like how she's like, oh, great, Orm's here. He's an Eladrin. He'll be great at this.
Nope. Something definitely walked right past him. Literally.
Wow.
It must have walked right past him.
Is Orm still awake?
Yes. Because Aurum is technically always awake.
Yes.
Okay, true. Aurum.
Yes.
Look over there.
No.
What's that?
Small animal?
Mm-hmm. It's probably like a little bit smaller than like a burger bun. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about mm-hmm. that. That's probably about that size, actually.
Okay.
And as you stand up to get a better look at it, or in some cases, a look at it, you realize that it is a little mammal. It's got a... It is also kind of the shape of a burger bun. Mm-hmm. It's covered in little quills. Okay. And it's got a little skinny nose that kind of twitches around like a shrew.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it is also... It's got little ears. And, you know, it's little... The bed of quills that is on top of it. You know, they don't protrude very far. They're like right. little tiny spikes.
Okay.
Okay.
It goes all the way to its head. But on top of it, on its head, it is wearing basically like a pink little Bo Peep bonnet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh. That's a... Do I get to name it?
As far as what it is? You okay. can name it. A hedgehog, because that's okay. what it is.
Yes. Oh, that's just one of the local hedgehogs. Hello, ma'am. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, I'm really surprised. I didn't know that there were many creatures around. I look at shoot a shot a bad look at Trell. I was under the understanding that it was very dangerous for people to be traveling around with the plants.
Oh, it is. It's very dangerous.
Yeah. How
I should have looked back at him.
How did you get here?
Well, I just went through the plants, and then I went into a hole.
Into a hole?
Yeah, I came out of a hole.
Oh, okay. Is it a big hole, or just a little hole for you?
No, it's a little hole, but I have to wait for him.
You're waiting for who?
For the guy I'm leading here.
You're meeting a guy here?
I'm leading him here.
Oh, you're leading him here.
He needs to get through the bramble.
Oh, okay.
Takes forever. He's very tall.
Everyone wake up.
Rodrigo.
Yes.
Is this a baby?
No.
Just small.
Okay. He just got
just
a little
small.
Tiny
little
voice.
Small hamburger-sized okay. hedgehog.
Yep. Okay. Little hedgehog. All right. So, Randus and Torque are
so
awakened.
Right.
You see Trell and Aurum talking to something that you can't see because it's, you know, they're kind of blocking your view.
All right. My assistant helps me ratchet on my arm.
Who are you?
I forgot his name.
Oh.
All
what's
right.
he look like?
Draw my weapon.
Oh, you know, he's like really tall and he's wearing pants.
Right. Okay.
Do you have any family around here? Is it okay for you to travel?
Oh, yeah. I got lots of family.
Okay, and they're okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're all in a hole.
All in a hole?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this person coming to harm us or help us?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am.
No problem.
Oh, what's your name?
Poke.
Poke?
Mm-hmm.
Nice to meet you, Poke.
Nice to meet you, too.
Goodbye, Poke.
Okay, she wanders away, and she wanders right back into this big bramble of plants, and then you hear a really loud noise. As right where she came from, the brambles part, and somebody walks out.
My sword is already pointed in that direction.
Okay.
Weapons, so. Yes.
That thing.
Really, Aurum? This is the kind of greeting I get?
This is a Feywild. Why are there so many freaking elves around all the time? Hello, cats. It's okay, everybody. It's just cats.
Elves?
Are you sure it's okay?
Aren't you elves?
I do happen to come from the same bloodline
sure.
as
Hi,
you.
Hello. So, hey. What a nice surprise.
Oh, hello. You're a half Eladrin?
It's Ket, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Hello. Hey. You guys know this person?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no is the right word. We are familiar with, yeah, we know him.
I miss you too, Torque. All right, Ket is 6'1", dark hair. It's longer than it used to be. Goatee. He's got new leather, obviously leather breastplate, leather armor underneath of his usual leather jacket. Still has the same odd accoutrements of random gambling symbols across the jacket. Has a pair of whips that you can see a loop of each coming out from inside the jacket. Wearing a pack, has nothing else in hand. Basic description.
Charles going to frown and
kind of pointy ears.
Kind of pointy ears.
Trell, this is Ket Hazard. Ket, this is Trell. She's been here. She's leading us to where we need to go.
Nice to meet you, Ket.
Trell, just so you know, this guy tends to get us into trouble a couple of times.
Tends to get you into trouble?
Yes.
Tends to get you into trouble?
Yes. Remind me, Trell, later when we have some free time to tell you about a certain hotel that he was trying to scam us. A free room in big trouble.
That we were trying to get the free room at, and I introduced you to your mentor because of that.
Boys, it is way too late, and my head hurts, and I don't know what that flower put in my face, but my ears is still ringing. So, go to bed.
Why is no one here confused about why he's here right now? I am your guide. My whole purpose is to guide you through this very dangerous area, and now this person has appeared.
Yeah, and I had
how did you get here?
Trell, you remember when we was fighting the big green thing?
Yes.
And Randus did that thing where he went, Randus, think, wow. And Orym did that thing where he's like, twinkly, twinkly, I'm Orym, zappy, zappy. And I chopped and chopped and chopped. That's what we do. That's what we do. What Ket does is just up and disappear and then re-disappear and up and disappear and re-disappear. I don't know why he does it, but I'm still going to bed.
So, Ket, come sit by the fire. Huh. There's so many people that died during that battle. I'm curious how you survived.
I'm sitting down with them too, since I'm awake anyways.
Oh, yep. It's your shift anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell you guys more about what was going on now. Obviously I'm a gambler. You guys figured that one out, right?
No, really?
Yeah. Torque, you knew I was a gambler, right?
Yeah. That's why you're able to intuit at least that much.
That's why you have them things on your jacket.
I'm part of a organization, a club, if you will.
A gang?
Yeah, not really a gang.
A chain gang?
It's the Cobalt Alley Tournament.
It's trying to get you to incriminate yourself.
Underground gambling organization. If Torque will recall, I had a bit of a meeting with Asmodeus when we were there about a personal issue, about sponsorship. Asmodeus is my sponsor in the Cobalt Alley tournament now, and he pulled me out at the last second.
Wait, how does the sponsorship work?
Poke, poke, poke.
All right. A small monster comes out of his backpack.
She's going to have her kukri in her hand.
Okay.
Don't worry. You can't understand it, but it's not gonna hurt you.
Don't worry, he's
not
harmless.
Everybody has creatures in their mostly backpacks.
Yeah, that hasn't appeared yet either, so.
Which that?
She saw it briefly.
I saw it.
Okay.
There's so many things to be confused and surprised about with you people.
Don't worry, it gets better. Or worse, depending on your point of view.
Okay,
anyway,
she's... She's staring so hard at Ket.
He's used to it. Anyway, Guy, Exactly. How does the sponsorship work again?
The tournament relies on people or creatures, entities, playing each other, and eventually it runs out of currency, so new people need to be brought in, and the sponsorship is a way for the players that are doing best in the game to curry favor while simultaneously bringing people, or curry influence while simultaneously bringing people in.
So are you the currency?
Well, I would have to translate first anyways, because I assume that was in...
Yeah, that was... Yeah, yeah, basically, you guys heard a lot of.
Essentially, a sponsor helps to get new people into the tournament while gaining favor in the upper echelons.
Okay. And how did that play into the events that we were just involved in?
Apparently, I was more valuable to Asmodeus alive than dead. Like, valuable enough for him to intervene on my behalf.
Is that not a least bit worrisome?
It is troublesome, because I'm wondering why you couldn't get Asmodeus to help out even more.
I don't know why I couldn't get him to help out even more. I'm surprised he helped out that much.
We're talking about Asmodeus the god, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
He is kind of a jerk.
Would you really want to be any more beholden to Asmodeus?
I gotta tell you, Trell, I've talked to him twice, and he's more difficult each time, so I don't know.
Wow.
Let's just bring up the question, how beholden are you to Asmodeus?
And why are you here now?
Isn't it good that he's here now? I mean, we could use an extra hand.
See? The lady's a smart one.
Thank you.
Make sure my haversack is tied tightly.
Okay.
Make sure my gold purse is as far away from...
I was never a thief.
Okay, so the reason you're here is because Asmodeus, the god, saved you. And did he bring you here?
How exactly did I get to the Feywild? Other than...
You followed a hedgehog.
A little hedgehog.
I followed the hedgehog.
Adorable hedgehog.
For the bustle in the hedgerow.
Yeah, Asmodeus... sent me to Poke, and Poke brought me here. I'm supposed to help out.
Okay.
Hashtag okay. Don't kill Poke.
I'm going to reach over and take hold of Ket's arm. Okay. Another question. I can see that you're half human. Are you half elf or half Eladrin?
There's a bit of a story behind that. See, part of the currency in the Cobalt Alley is parts of the soul.
I see.
So I'm part mountain, part human, part elf, part Eladrin, part kobold, part god.
Elemental.
Part elemental, part, I think she was a Medusa.
Don't forget the part that's a big pain in the neck.
And don't forget the part that's a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Well.
And all trouble.
Yes. All that adds up to trouble.
I rhymes stare with, at him for a bit.
Starts with T and that rhymes with K somehow. And that spells Kent.
Only if you're British.
Music man, good. He ain't.
Okay. Interesting, but your parents is kind of what I'm interested in here. Your family?
One of them was a human and one of them was part elven of some sort. I honestly don't know.
Okay. All right, because if you were part Eladrin, I'd have to, well, I think Aurum and I would have to give you a long, sort of sad update here, but... As it is. Okay. All right.
Speaking of updates, you got pods ready?
I do. Here. I think you're missing about four.
All right. Thanks. Listen to those in a bit.
I also hand trail the condensed version of the pods. When you get a chance, you might want to take a listen. It's the condensed version of the adventures that we've been on.
I see.
You can also set up a recurring donation of 2 gold, 5 gold, or 10 gold.
So, who is the small person in your backpack?
Ah, Zelgaius is a imp. Yeah, he's an imp. He's my guide to the Cobalt Alley tournament. Essentially, one of the first people that I beat, instead of getting a soul, I got him.
Oh. He's a person, isn't he?
He's more devil than person.
He's a sentient being.
Yes. Yes, he is. But he's also specifically enchanted or magically entwined within the Cobalt Alley system.
Structure. There's so much frowning going on right now.
Hey, I treat him much better than his last boss. Right, guy?
Blarg.
Does he at least nod to help me out here?
Oh, he's on his way back to your satchel, but he'll come back and give everybody a big toothy grin and then crawl back into his satchel.
Apparently the last guy chewed on him when he was frustrated.
Oh, can't you just let him go?
I don't know.
Have you tried?
Well, up until now, he's been mostly content to stay in the backpack and answer questions when we need it. He was helpful in us defeating the gods. The moon gods.
So much squinting.
He is just as much a member of this party as I am.
Yeah, yeah, that is exactly the truth out there.
I'm laughing, she's not. I see.
And you've seen Randus's companion, right?
Yes. That's confusing as well. Yeah. What did you do to that crab?
What did I do to it? I mean, it wasn't a crab, like, here. It...
he hands you a robot crab.
Ket just kind of leans back and...
Fully mechanical.
And smile and watch the shenanigans.
It's not like it was initially organic. This is basically what I was able to piece back together upon first finding what I eventually found out to be the Exilarchy of Cogs.
Is this also a servant?
He's a companion. He's an assistant.
Does he get paid?
I don't know what needs he would have for payment.
That's a squinting. Is she holding it now?
Do you reach out and grab it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you're holding it now.
Okay, she's going to get up and kind of set it away from Randus and be like, go. You're free now.
Run. So yeah, you walk to the edge of the camp, basically squat down to push him away, and he takes a step off of your hand, then turns around to face you and starts poking at your wrist. He has he's got a weird lens array for a face kind of, and it switches a couple times, and then it starts to glow, and then it calmly walks back over to Randus and goes, and this tape, like this ticker tape, comes out of a little slit on its back.
Rip.
Okay.
Unfurl. Read.
There's something very interesting and complex about that tattoo.
I just give it to her.
Yeah. It is. He hands you a ticker tape full of gibberish.
He's curious about your tattoo, it seems.
Oh, well, this is, I don't know if you guys know what Twilight Guardians are?
Can't say I'm familiar.
I might have heard of them at one point.
Are they the things that keep people from sleeping?
Right now?
I probably heard of them.
Orm's just standing off to the side, shaking his head and rolling his eyes. Through the whole thing.
Oh, Torque.
Dork.
You can go to sleep. I'm sorry.
We'll try to keep it down.
If it makes you feel any better, my axe does not have a brain.
Which makes thank you.
Probably two of us.
Oh, have you met Dorm's sword?
What's going to be my next thing, too?
Well, anyways, my tattoo is because I'm a Twilight Guardian, which is, I'm sworn to protect the natural world. And it is part of being an elf, I guess. Like, it's kind of an elf thing. Kind of. I don't think really humans go for or any other things. It's mostly an elf-only thing, I think.
Only elves are Twilight Guardians.
Okay, right. Okay, right. Yeah, this tattoo is about that. And it helps me do things sometimes.
Such as?
Make vines come out of the ground and latch on to people.
Oh, so you're commanding plants now?
Well, no, just when I use that specific power, I can do that thing. That's really the only kind of magic related thing that I do. I'm way more into slicing things and shooting them.
So you can do that thing where you control a living creature and have it bend it to your... I was working for the to contain someone else, but suppress someone else's ability to do anything.
I stare at him.
Bind it to your whims?
Oh.
Orm's smile just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Well, maybe I won't use it then.
It's
optional.
That seems like a mistake, taking away one of your potential options for, you know, guiding us through here?
It's not really for guiding, it's more for fighting.
Which probably falls under your job description, under the guiding through the horrendous place that this has become.
Now he's given her a moral conundrum, and it might have backfired.
Hazard, if we die because she doesn't use that power, I'm going to cut your head off.
And on that note, it's a few more hours before daybreak. I suggest everyone goes back to sleep.
I'll take the rest of the watches. I just woke up.
My head hurts.
Thank you, Kat.
I try.
I'm going to go work on something.
Brandis, do you have any of that stuff for when your head hurts?
I think I can manage something.
All right.
A headache, we talking.
Cat-sized headache.
It's about halfway between fell on my head when I jumped out the window in Moonhold and a skeleton exploded in my face.
That's pretty bad. Are you going to want to be awake anytime soon?
I haven't wanted to be awake for about the last... I'm not good with time. I'm going to say 2 years. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll mix you up something real quick.
For a maximum movement, those of you who would care, you guys have probably about 3 hours, you know, if you guys want to make the optimal time. You have 3 more hours to rest or whatever.
Is that going to give him a full rest?
Yeah, it'll give Torque a full rest because he's done nothing but sleep and then have a small conversation and then go back to sleep.
And then have another small conversation and drift out to sleep. Ducky.
We should be out for a while now.
Yay.
It's over, apparently.
I'm going into my Orm trance.
Okay.
Orm curry churi orum.
Charles is going to harass Orm a little bit. Not actually harass, but
poke him in the ear with a stick.
Orm sitting there in
Do
his
you want money?
Cross leg lotus position.
Orim.
You see Orim sigh and one eye open. What?
Sorry to bother you, but, you know, I thought you were a swordsman. But, when you're a wizard, aren't you?
Yes.
That's, I've never seen anything like that.
No one ever has.
No ego problems here.
You're asleep.
That was the voice of the omnipotent.
Yes, I know. Let the scene carry out.
I apologize. Shutting up.
So you went to the Cerulean Academy?
Yes. Master Althorn was my main teacher.
I see. Did you know anyone from the Greyborn family?
Greyborn.
Sidebar.
Sure. We're going to take a sidebar. It's been a while, Rodrigo.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally in a game, we'll have to take a quick break, like the one that was just edited out.
Right.
Where a sidebar occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a breakdown for people that are just joining us or haven't heard about the sidebar before. What goes on in a sidebar discussion? Besides lots of sharing of illegal
beer.
Substances.
Right. So,
guys holding out on me.
In a role-playing game, there are certain things that are widely known information.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that are information that only certain characters know. Now, if you're playing, say, online or something like that, you could, or, you know, potentially you can text people messages and stuff like that, but back in the olden days, we would pull
back
people
aside.
Back
in the olden days of pre-1995.
Yes, in the year, exactly in the year 2000, we used to pull people aside and discuss stuff with them. This, if you come to this podcast through being way into D&D, it's entirely possible that you've never experienced, because D&D is a game that very much places emphasis on combat and adventure and not so much on intrigue. If you come from a game like, I don't know, even Legend of the Five Rings, if you've ever played the game version of Game of Thrones, any of the White Wolf stuff, vampire, werewolf, mage, all that stuff is very intrigue heavy. So you very frequently can be pulled aside by the game master and told, this is what's going on, this is what you know, this is how you react to this, and then you bring that back and decide what information you want to disclose, what information you want to keep secret. I believe the last time we did this was me pulling Rob aside to ask him what he wanted to do with Smith.
Yeah, end of season two.
Yeah, so, again, this game, also not very intrigue-heavy.
Yeah.
But everyone, and the stuff that does have intrigue to it, I frequently handle between games through email and make sure that somebody is on the right page when we get back.
Hi.
All right.
Okay, back into it.
Yep.
And that name may sound familiar. Why do you ask?
Well, you asked, sort of started to ask before Mr. Althorn interrupted you why I came to the Feywild. And, I was coming with, another person, an Eladrin, and she was concerned about her family. And, well, have you heard of that family?
As I said, yes, I'm very familiar with that family.
Oh. Do you know any of the girls in that family, like Camus?
Orim, at this point's eyes both bolt open. He turns and grabs Trell by the shoulders. Camus? What do you know about Camus? Where is she?
What?
Is she safe?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Camus is my sister. Dun, dun, dun. Sounds like a good place to break this episode.
Sure.
All right, everybody, if you enjoyed that, such as
oh my God!
It was. We hope you enjoyed it just as much as we enjoyed playing it out for you, and you learned a little bit about some gameplay and some role play and all that other fun stuff that we do on this show. If you liked the show and you'd like to see it continue, there are a couple of ways you can help us out. You may have heard that in-game call out. You can go over to majorspoilers.com and you can make a one-time donation, or you can make a $2, $5, or $10 a month recurring donation that really helps us out, or something else that you can really help us out with. We know a lot of you are buying your gaming supplies, whether that be stuff from Wizards of the Coast or from somebody else, or even if you're buying electronics. Head over to majorspoilers.com, and if you're going to buy something from amazon.com, click on that Amazon button and just make your purchase like normal. The price is still going to be the same. You're not going to be charged anything extra. But what happens is when you go through the majorspoilers.com website and you make a purchase, we get a little something back based on that. Woo-hoo. And that will help us. So tell all your friends. Everyone should be going to majorspoilers.com, clicking on that Amazon link, and helping the cause. So until next time, for everyone at the gaming table and those who are virtually at a gaming table, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.